You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's World Television Day, Tony. What does TV mean to you?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Two college tuitions, a wedding a week and a half ago.
Come on.
Got that other house.
You had
Sweet.
That.
Means the same thing to you.
You had that.
Means the same thing to you.
Yeah, tuition.
You know, you got all those houses in Arizona and Chicago.
One house. One house.
All those homes. The story of Michael Ray Wilbon. No. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Cowboys crushed the Vikings. The Jets' offense is, quote, dog bleep, and the Chiefs are rolling. But we begin today with the United States and Wales playing to a 1-1 draw in their World Cup opener. The United States dominated possession in the first half, taking the lead when Christian Pulisic fed Tim Weah for the goal.
Great setup.
But Wales evened things up in the second half when Gareth Bale got taken down in the box and then converted the subsequent penalty kick. Wilbon, should the United States feel encouraged or discouraged by this result?
Tony, I think if you're coaching the squad, the side, you want your team to feel encouraged. I mean, there's a big disparity between 84% of the teams that win their opening match move on out of the group stage. If you win. If you tie, 59%. So, I mean, that's a drop. But it's not as bad as only 16% advancing if you lose.
If you lose.
So having a draw is not the worst thing in the world by far. I get that. But, Tony, it felt like the United States team had so much better of the action in the first half. And everybody doing the analysis in the studio and in the booth said they got to remain this aggressive in the second half and not let Wales climb back in this. And that's not what happened. So Gareth Bale scores on the penalty, which is a legit penalty call. And then, Tony, late in that game, when the United States goaltender Matt Turner wanders out and is about 20 yards out of position, Gareth Bale's going to win that game. But his LAFC teammate, Acosta, comes out and tackles him and draws the penalty, a great and smart and necessary foul called there, because we're going to lose the game to Wales because Gareth Bale ain't going to miss that shot, in my opinion.
Yeah,
so I felt a little disappointed.
You.
We were ahead 81 minutes of that match, 81 minutes, and we don't win. Disappointed.
Listen to you. You even use the word match. I love this. You are Mr. Soccer.
No, I'm not.
I can't offer any insight here. I don't understand anything about
you
soccer.
You do. You
say this. If you're up 1-0, no, I don't. If you're up 1-0, and I used to joke all the time it was an insurmountable 1-0 lead, but it isn't insurmountable. But if you're up 1-0 and that's all you're up, there's no real margin for error because if they got to get a goal, they tie you. I mean, when we got our goal and they panned to the crowd, it was interesting to me because it was somebody dressed up as Wonder Woman. I sort of like that. And it seemed like the entire nation of Wales was there. And then there were all these ads for crypto.com, which indicates they don't get newspapers over there because that's not the greatest investment in the world anymore. I'm happy that we tied the game. Okay?
Ahead,
it gives us a chance to move on.
81 minutes
ahead. I understand. But again, you're pointing out that we were not particularly aggressive in the second half. Mike, my complaint about soccer is always the same. I'm standing there watching going, shoot, and they don't shoot.
Looking for
they
the perfect
pass
shot.
To make something perfect. To me, if you shoot, you got a chance.
By the way, Pulisic,
but Pulisic
was perfect on that pass, and they beat him to death. I mean, they targeted him. They kicked him. They elbowed him. They were physical with him. And he withstood it except for about the last 10 minutes and extra time where he was just out of it. I'm angry at people saying Pulisic was faking. They beat the hell out the kid and he took it. And he was great for a while. But now we got England.
Yeah.
England on Black Friday.
90,
Tony, are you fired up for this? Come on now.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
90% of the people who go down, they go, oi, my leg.
Oh,
and nothing ever really happened
sound
on
like
the replay.
A 90-year-old American. Stop it. Now,
I am
to the NFL, starting with the NFC East. You care about this. where the Cowboys' old man crushed the Vikings. The Eagles came back to edge the Colts. Commanders won for the fifth time in six games. And the G-men lost to the Lions. Tony, which of these do you see as the most compelling result?
This I can actually talk about with some degree of
60
knowledge.
Years of talking about
I will tell you the most eye-popping score, the most eye-popping result, was Dallas goes into Minnesota and pounds Minnesota. That margin of victory was the greatest margin of victory in the entire NFL, 37 points all year long. Minnesota, you want to talk about spitting the bit. Minnesota, a team that was allegedly a Super Bowl team, 8-1 at home, and they get rolled, absolutely rolled in that game. Dallas was coming off a bad performance in Green Bay. And all week long, Mike, and I know this doesn't matter to you, but it matters to 200 million other people. All week long, I wondered, why would Dallas be a road favorite by 1.5 over Minnesota? And it turns out it should have been 7 to 10 points because Minnesota was absent. But if you ask me what is the most compelling result, I think down the road it might be Philadelphia.
Yes.
That Philadelphia battled back all game long against
they
the Colts
down.
And won it on a fabulous quarterback draw by Jalen Hurts, who is my MVP so far. You know, we're not fully through the season yet. I mean, I'm not saying the Colts are good, but Jeff Saturday has them playing way above
where
their talent level for you Jeff Saturday haters out there. And they went Jalen Hurts went, I think, 75 yards in 11 plays, culminating with that touchdown. And that, to me, may down the road. Because if they lost two in a row, they might have been shell-shocked.
Well, if you lose two in a row after being undefeated in that city, in that market, with the lunatics and then plus the national noise, and that really could have rocked the Eagles. It really could have. But they showed some fortitude, or the most overused word now when everybody talks about sports, resilience, except they say resiliency. They showed that. They actually had some. The Eagles did, Tony. So I thought watching that game in live time, I switched off something else, and I said, let's watch the Eagles. Let's see what they got. And, yes, Jeff Saturday does have them playing better. But, Tony, the Washington football franchise that manhandled physically
that?
The Eagles the previous week, I know it's just Houston, and so they're not the most compelling result. They did what they were supposed to do. But they got a couple of important games coming up, including the Giants twice. I think Washington is almost even with Philly and the Giants, maybe slightly ahead of the Giants
really?
Right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Really? Because they've won
toughness.
One playoff game in the entire 2000s. They've been lousy
20
for
years
30
ago.
Years.
I don't care about that. Today. Tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for mentioning the Giants. The Giants, I believe, are at Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. That's their season.
Yeah.
Right there.
It is.
They
got to
win that one.
Agreed.
We move. The most dramatic ending of the day was the 84-yard punt return by New England rookie Marcus Jones that beat the Jets 10-3 in an otherwise impossible-to-watch game. The Jets had 2 yards of offense in the second half. Two. The Jones punt return, crossing the goal with 5 seconds left, was the first time there was a lead-changing punt return within the last 30 seconds since DeSean Jackson did it for the Eagles in 2010. Wilbon, do you want to start with that return or how bad the Jets were?
Just briefly. The league gets all persnickety about little stupid stuff, like whether a guy pulls his helmet off after he crosses the goal line. He crossed the goal line with 7 seconds left. Why are there 2 more seconds run off, and why aren't they put back on? Mm. I mean, the NFL sometimes just wants you to believe. They don't care. The arrogance of that is stunning to me. The punt return is all that mattered in that game, in the game. Now, after the game, the way the Jets quarterback, the team of your youth, behaved himself, Tony, he's getting trashed. He's been called all kinds of names on TV all day, long before we got to this quality program. He is getting murdered, and I'm a little worried because they play the Bears next week. I'd like to let sleeping dogs, emphasis on dog, the quarterback, lie.
Dogs.
And get him again.
Yeah.
But that ain't going to happen. Now the Jets are going to be all riled up. But the punt return is stunning. How do you allow that? How do you allow that at that moment of the game with less than 20 seconds left? Wow.
Thank you for mentioning the teams of my youth, the Giants and the Jets, who you know I had no faith in, and my lack of faith was restored this weekend. The Giants lost at home to the Lions. The Jets did a little better because the Jets were on the road and they lost close at least. But this is the, let me get the exact number. Whoa, this is the 14th straight time that the Jets have lost to the Patriots. Robert Saleh's only got four of them. Todd Bowles has some. Adam Gase has some. I mean, that's terrible. And you're right about Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson was the number two overall pick in the draft.
What a slug.
Yesterday,
he
was 9 of 22 for 77 yards. That's all.
It's okay. He can
the
have
number
a bad
three
game
pick in the draft.
Badly.
The number three pick in the draft before him was Sam Darnold. And the Jets basically let him go between breakfast and lunch one day. Who's doing the picking for that team is something fair to say. Again, I'm going to go to gambling because everybody's got gambling partners, including this network. If you blow the whistle on the foul from behind, which we both thought it was, the
yes.
NFL said no.
Blow the whistle.
You give them a short field goal. You give them a short field
right.
goal and it changes everything.
Yes.
Because New England's a 3.5-point favorite
well,
and
I
they don't
care
cover.
About that.
It's a,
I don't give a damn.
Well, I know, but Mike, others do.
I
others
care about the result
Let's
of the game, which could have been changed. The game could have been changed if you penalize him and you're forced to kick the field goal.
Yeah, but they would. It's a close-in field goal. Would have been from about the 12, I think. Coming up, Tennessee got clobbered, but was that the biggest takeaway from the college football weekend?
And do the Chiefs deserve more of our attention? No, Chiefs get enough attention. The penalty, the
that
yardage would have pushed it back.
Awful.
It would have been about a 40-yard field goal. The
really?
Penalty should have been
Oh,
called.
I thought it would be much closer.
The league is such a fraud when it comes to...
Pardon the interruption is presented by Bullet Frontier Whiskey. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by Avatar, The Way of the Water. Experience it only in theaters December 16th. And don't miss the final trailer debut during Monday Night Football tonight.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Bullet, part of Happy Hour.
Trying to find out what's cooking with the commoners. Let me get the first one here and get my glasses on, because whoever writes can't write.
We don't have any stoves in here.
What was your biggest takeaway from the college football weekend?
You know this, because we have communicated over the weekend. I texted you at about 2 in the morning. I knew you were about 8 hours into your night's sleep, and I just said to you, Caleb Williams. That's my takeaway, because he's the best quarterback in college football. I feel bad for the kid from Tennessee who's now out for the season after suffering an injury. There's some other kids, a lot of quarterbacks around the league. They'll play in the league. They'll back up somewhere. Some may elevate themselves through late growth, late blooming to starter status. Caleb Williams, he should win your Heisman Trophy. It shouldn't even be close right now. Tony, USC's in the top 5 because of Caleb Williams, the best college player in America. They're going to play Notre Dame this week. And if he beats them, even though that game's in L.A., if he beats them, I don't want to hear anymore.
Okay, my biggest takeaway was the most dramatic thing I saw in all of sports on the weekend, and
what?
That was TCU.
Okay.
The last few minutes of TCU. TCU scores a late touchdown, misses a 2-point conversion. So now they're down 2 at Baylor. They're the number 4 team in the country. They got a winner. They're going to be out of the playoffs. They get the ball back. They got to go about 40 or 50 yards to get in field goal range. They have no timeouts. The clock is ticking. They actually get to where they're in field goal range. And on a 3rd and 7, I believe, They run the ball. What? You can't run the ball. That's insane. You give your field goal unit no time to get out there because there's no timeout.
Except
they have 17 seconds left. They get them out there. They kick the field goal.
Good coaching.
And they stay at number four.
Discipline.
And I will say this, Mike. I don't know who the special teams coach is at TCU.
Hell of a
they
job.
They ought to rip up his contract,
yep.
Double it
yes,
today.
Sir.
That agreed. Was a great job.
I'm just saying, USC number five, Tone. USC number five. When is the last time? Like Reggie Bush
we'll
and
see.
Pete Carroll and Matt Leinart? It's been a long time.
Well, I thought Clemson was five, but you may be right. After beating the Chargers last night, do the Chiefs finally have your attention?
The Chiefs have had everybody's attention. They've had too much attention. The Chiefs don't need to have anybody lobby for them to get attention. They may be the best team in the league right now. I guess I would vote them one, although I could vote the Eagles one. One and two.
Really?
Eagles, Chiefs. Yeah. And
yeah,
the Chiefs okay. look great, Tony. And I tell you what, not having Tyreek Hill out there enables a certain quarterback to spread it around. And it seems like he could just dominate the game that way by hitting seven or eight receivers. And he and Travis Kelce are great. They got enough attention.
Yeah.
All right? They're still not a dynasty of yeah. one. They're terrific. Their time will come with a chance to earn more attention.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but while you were paying attention to countdown in the NBA, when the Chiefs lost to Buffalo, they basically dropped off the radar. People stopped talking about them completely. They are 8-2, which is the best record in the AFC. Maybe they will get attention back at this point. That division was supposed to be great, and it isn't great. They're the best in it. But, like, Denver is a disaster at this point. And so what happened when they go out and they win a game, and you're right, they have withstood the loss of Tyreek Hill a lot better than the Packers have withstood the loss of Davante Adams, a lot better. And Mahomes is a great player. What's interesting is they don't cover a lot. You can't get rich betting on them. They don't.
What is this? The
six
draft
of their
Kings
eight wins,
hour?
Mike.
What are you getting paid under the table?
Six? Well, I'm looking to get paid.
Clearly.
Six of their eight wins are by 10 points or fewer. But here's what they've got going into the playoffs. They got Mahomes and Kelce. What do you got? You don't got that. They're that
Mahomes
good. Enough email.
Yeah,
let's take one last break. Still to come. Will the Niners take another step forward tonight?
And do we really believe Justin Fields' injury is only day-to-day? No, some of us don't believe that. Tony, by the way, open for business, DraftKings. I mean, just call his agent.
Well,
or one of his agents. One
I'm
of his
not
many
gonna
agents.
Go on TikTok and throw a ball to a cat.
Wow.
So the only thing I can do to make extra money is talk about betting.
Clearly.
Which I'm willing.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Bullet Frontier Whiskey. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 33rd birthday, Justin Tucker. The Baltimore Ravens kicker was undrafted after finishing his college career at the University of Texas. What were these NFL teams watching? Tucker has made 20 of his 22 field goal attempts so far this season, missing from only 56 and 61 yards. Tucker has been first-team All-Pro five times. He holds the NFL records for the longest field goal ever, 66 yards, and the best career percentage, 91%. And he's got a Super Bowl.
Wow.
Tucker is likely the only NFL kicker who is also an opera singer. Wilbon, I've got Tucker as a first ballot Hall of Famer. How about you?
Tony,
I think he's the best kicker
yes,
ever.
Yes, but Tony, it hasn't worked that way. By the way, he can do opera in eight languages. Let's see who else can do that. Tony, Stenerud and Morton Anderson, the only pure exclusive kickers in the Hall of Fame. Groza and Bland have played other positions. Vinatieri may get there. But, Tone, first ballot is tough. I mean, you know, Ray Guy didn't go on the first ballot, and we both thought he would. I was in that room for 10 years. First ballot's going to be tough, but he, Tucker, deserves it. I agree with you.
Happy anniversary, Northern Iowa. On this day 7 years ago, the Panthers upset number one North Carolina at home in Cedar Falls, Iowa. This gave Northern Iowa the unique distinction of being 2-0 versus number one teams, because in the 2010 NCAA tournament, they beat overall number one Kansas. The Tar Heels journeyed to Iowa because Roy Williams liked to reward his seniors with a game in their hometown. This was a nod to Marcus Paige, who missed the game entirely because he had a broken hand. Later that season, Paige hit a game-tying three to send the NCAA title game against Villanova into overtime. But Nova's Chris Jenkins hit a buzzer-beating three to win the championship on one of the most famous shots in college basketball history.
Tony, I don't know who the first coach was to do that, try to reward seniors with a home game in the region that they played in. I'm pretty certain that Dean Smith, of course, did that, and Roy inherited it from him. Mike Krzyzewski does it, among others. A lot of them seem to do it right now. And what a reward, except who stays for 4 years anymore? You'd be getting rewarding a team manager and holding a game in his hometown pretty soon.
That's the point. Nobody is a senior anymore. Happy trails to Kyrie Irving's suspension after a series of self-justifying apologies about not being anti-Semitic and statements that seemed to indicate he was the victim. Kyrie Irving returned to the court for the Brooklyn Nets last night following a suspension that lasted 8 games. Irving scored 14 points in 26 minutes as the Nets beat Memphis without Ja Morant and 4 other rotation players. The Nets play in Philadelphia tomorrow night, where Ben Simmons returns to his old home court. Simmons had 22 points last night. That's his highest total of the season. The Nets can put Irving, Simmons, and Kevin Durant on the floor, but how long that will last is anybody's guess.
Yeah, you keep Simmons shooting that running hook shot like it's 1955. It'll work. It seems to work for him. Tony, Kyrie Irving, I listened to the apology, and everybody wants to say who's defending him in the brotherhood, in the fraternity. Let him go. He apologized. He's a dangerous egomaniac. And even his apology was just filled with, I'm doing this because I realize how big my voice is and how big my stage is. And a guy as smart as Kyrie Irving should get it. Not just this one point on which he's been moved to apologize, but the bigger point that the world is bigger than you. And I don't think he gets any of it, which is why I don't think the Nets are going to be able to cash in on this whole thing, even with him out there playing. Great player, egomaniac.
One clarification, Wilbon was right. AP has USC ranked number 5, Clemson is number 7. I was thinking about last week's playoff rankings, though they had Clemson number 9, not number 5. So who really knows what I was thinking? As I got too much involved in point spreads. I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
let's go to the big finish. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Justin Fields hurt his left shoulder on the Bears' final drive. That's cause for concern, right?
Yes. And the Bears, after saying that, Eberflus says that they admit they don't know anything yet. They won't know until Wednesday. And they're trying to delay and delay and delay and set this up for a long outage, which is too bad because we watch now because of Justin Fields. Trust me. Klay Thompson had 41 in a Dubs win, and Anthony Davis had 30-plus for the third straight game, which was more significant.
I think it's Anthony Davis. They can't win if he doesn't score.
Three straight
they've
won the Lakers.
He's out.
Yeah.
They can't win a game. Number 1 South Carolina edged number 2 Stanford in overtime in women's college hoops. Your thoughts?
South Carolina's really good once again, Dawn Staley's team, and they play UCLA. Watch out, Tony. UCLA and South Carolina next Tuesday. The Devils are on a 12-game heater. Host the Oilers tonight. You smelling 13 in a row?
Yes, I am. Hope it happens. Last one, Niners and Cardinals in Mexico City tonight. Who you got?
Kyler Murray probably not going to play. I got the Niners. It's time for the Niners to start rolling.
I would have the Niners anyway. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. And now to get you set for Monday Night Football, here are Susie Culber and the Countdown Crew. Kiki Rice on that UCLA women's basketball team, Tony. Better pay attention, local.
You don't care at all about point spreads, and I care too much. We got to get in the middle on that one.